Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
That's like horseradish.
Feels great, baby.
Hey, Red Danny, Red Danny.
Being a man of increase.
It's a beautiful day. Bang, bang.
James Jones.
America, yeah. America, yeah.
Uneducated.
Yeah, uneducated.
Yes.
The trust.
Yes.
It's true. The learned people.
No. I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's your window, Daddy.
Anyone getting a sports woody?
I loved COVID.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, Zampik. You know.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Happy to be here. 45 minutes to go
until Thanksgiving officially starts.
Yeah.
Be safe out there.
This show's ready.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You know, we've actually had quite a run here.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
Where we're just actually here.
I know.
Together.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Now,
cooking.
Don't worry. The wheel of grab ass of hosts is going to start
December,
real soon.
All bets are off.
All bets are off.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
No, but yeah, we've been on a run here for months where, I stare at your beautiful face every day. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Every day.
Every damn day.
Well, let's talk Turkey Day. So you're saying that... So we were talking about when we start drinking.
Yes. Well, that's tonight.
Well, yeah. But I'm talking about on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
So for me, it will be during the Lions game, probably before the Lions game.
Sure.
With mimosas.
Yes.
I will always start with mimosas.
Yes. I think that is a nice... I mean, I suppose you could do the Bloody Mary. You could do a screwdriver, if you will. But people in my house will start cooking early, and mimosas will be popped. So I usually wake up. I get a workout in. That way I don't feel like the world's fattest piece of crap. And then I will come home and immediately destroy any work I did by immediately getting into mimosas and then picking at whatever food is being prepared.
Deviled eggs?
We usually do like we do an Asian Thanksgiving. We actually don't do traditional Thanksgiving food, so ours are going to be like we're going to have some egg rolls going, some lumpia. There'll be like some barbecue pork, things like that, which are nice because they just like it's a rotating set of stuff. There'll be some spinach artichoke dip that'll come out at some point. And so it just starts with me picking, and we're going to work in probably I'm going to go anywhere from let's say 2 to 3 mimosas. And that'll take me up to, let's go, like, that'll take me up to maybe 11 o'clock. And then 11, there's usually a switchover for me.
Do y'all have, like, a Thanksgiving breakfast that you usually do? Because we'll do something lighter, like maybe a coffee cake or, like, a sticky bun.
No, we don't.
But mimosas always with that. But I'm always interested to see when people start eating as well.
Yeah. We're a little later.
Yeah.
Because we got some family coming over this year, so.
We eat dinner around 3 to 4, but food starts getting made, so we just kind of there's always food to pick at.
Yeah, you graze. Right.
Yeah, just
and as you get older, you get better at not overstuffing yourself
before dinner.
Before dinner,
I've done that a lot.
I used to do that all the time, and I really couldn't help it. Like I just couldn't.
Well, the charcuterie board looks so damn good. You got the shrimp out all day.
You know what? If you want me to overeat at any given time, put out a tray of deviled eggs. I can't help it.
You can't help it.
I cannot. I love a deviled egg.
See, I'm not a big deviled egg guy. I'm sure there'll be some, but I skip over that.
I mean, I've had them where they had too much mayo in the mix, and I'm just like,
yeah. I mean, they're not all created equal.
It's true.
But my wife, man,
she's dialed in.
She's got a killer deviled egg.
Yeah.
So then I'll go to second game. Well, Giants, who cares? I'll go to white wine.
So that's good. So your mimosas carry you through the afternoon? Past noon?
No, I'll probably crack a bottle of white wine before noon.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Hell yeah.
And then the red wine comes out with the meat.
Yeah.
Like Joey said. And then then it's after dinner drinks. Although this year, the curveball at our house is the kids. Hmm. Her family is here.
Yeah.
You know, my son is getting married.
Yes.
And so they're from Detroit. Mm-hmm. They're going to be watching the Lions games, the whole thing. They're here. And they are in charge of cocktails. So I may be partaking in the specialty cocktails, whatever they bring. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, that is because you may be obligated too.
Correct.
Yes.
But I will always have on the side my mimosa and my wine and my bourbon because that's just... Yeah.
So not double fisting, but triple fisting?
About like a lazy...
I'm not judging.
A lazy Susan of drinks. A rotating cast.
Look, let's be honest. Here's what I'm getting at here. Yeah. I'm going to stick to my usual playbook.
Yeah.
But I'll partake in their stuff to appease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm going right back to my stuff.
I understand.
I stay in my lane.
I like what you're doing there, though. It's an homage to the future in-laws saying, hey, I respect you.
I love this.
But at the same time, this is what I do.
It's hard to get me off my game as a drinker.
Yes. Now, can I also ask, too, are you... with company coming over, are you being forced to wear like real clothing? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, I'm not being forced to.
Yeah.
I don't have to.
But you will.
But I will. Yeah.
There will be a presentable.
I've already thought about that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to wear.
It will not be sweats.
I may even have a dad sweater.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's phenomenal.
Not in sweats. Yeah.
Sweater. Will you please do me a favor and wear a collared shirt under your sweater?
Yeah, I might.
That's dad move. If you're when you're meeting in-laws, you've met him before, but yeah, the collared shirt under the sweater.
That's right.
Yes.
So warm though.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
They open a window.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll do a morning of Miller High Life and then probably some Maker's midday. Switch back to Miller High Life in the evening. I'll keep it simple.
That's a man's man right there.
Yeah. Give me some Maker's. Give me some Coke, and then right back to the beer.
Whoa! Hey!
Whoa! Right. I mean, Makers and Coke's like the drink.
I'm going over to Schulte's house.
My God! Oh, what kind of Thanksgiving is that?
Schulte, you building a snowman already? Hell yeah, baby!
Yeah, we like some powder.
All
but
right.
The outside powder. Yeah.
Boy, Schulte, if you want to get me to come over, you could have just asked. All
So is that what I need to put in the Super Bowl invite? Okay.
Gosh, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Soup doesn't like to pay for his blow.
I didn't know we were doing that.
Shocking.
Oh, we had that. Need some Coke.
Now, we have to get to your, apparently some sort of grift going on out there.
I do believe that I was grifted into donating to Meals on Wheels by an old woman today.
Bye!
All right, well, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm gonna kick some butt in the traffic, track the roads, road. I'm gonna kick some ass, middle eyes, some kick little ass. Rock flag and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Well, much to the chagrin of noted fan tout Jordan Schultz, the Blazers are not going to cover tonight.
No.
Or, I mean, the Blazers are going to cover.
Yeah, because the spread was, what, 10?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
121-114 with nine. Oh, nope. It's done.
Well, is that the final?
I think, 121-114.
I mean, they made it close. They were trying to foul because they were down by five, yeah. But just
they
not
covered.
Time.
They covered,
baby. Yeah, hey, I really, yeah. Hey,
great
really
team. Oh, wait, you bet the on them or against them? I thought you faded them.
No, I played them to cover the spread.
Oh, yeah, because you said they've covered five of six or whatever.
Yeah, that was the right. Tumani Kamara stat. But yes, they have covered a lot of games.
I had that wrong. Noted fan tout Jordan Schultz wins again.
Hey, good teams win, great teams win.
Yeah. Get his picks, 1-900.
He's got confirmed information.
I love a good lock.
I think Sprague does it. Do you do the gambling show with Sprague?
No. I wish. That'd be awesome if BetQL would bring me on.
Yeah,
but
Sprague does like a full gambling show like on the weekends.
Is he a gambler?
I mean, he has a gambling
him
show.
Him and Lucy Burge on
BetQL. He's got confirmed information.
John Anthony.
Only
$19.99 a month.
I don't think you have to pay for Sprague's. John Anthony's is like $200 for like picks.
See that?
I think it's like $199
again,
for like a month
I'll
or something.
I'll say it again. That ought to be criminal.
You're right. No, my, Rob,
not
so
even
true.
Kidding.
The one I think should be criminal, and I've seen them a lot on TV, is the payday loan ones, where like the ads, like some guy's in line and he can't buy groceries, and they're like, just download the app and they give you $300, and like that stuff should be illegal.
Yeah.
Because you don't have $300 today. Guess what, my man? You're not going to have $300 to pay those people back a week from now. So
it's not going to be $300 either.
No, it's not. It's like 8 billion% interest. Don't do that. That's the ones that bother me.
Thankfully, those have started to get outlawed state by state. But yeah, I think there's a couple because they operate on like tribal nation land or whatever.
I see ads for them now on TV. And I have a streaming box, so I get ads from all over. But I can't tell you the number of ads I've seen recently watching sports where it's always the same. Guy in line, can't pay for his groceries or like a car bill or whatever. And lady's like, just download the app and you get $500 instant. And it's like, geez, they're just giving me money as if there's no strings attached. And then the disclaimer at the end is the Micro Machines guy.
45% interest. You will go to jail.
Yeah, nothing weird going on there.
All right, so what's the grift?
Oh.
What right, happened?
See, yeah. As you've stated, you've learned this by your Bi-Mart trips. Do not mess with old people when they're grocery shopping.
It's not old people.
Yeah, old ladies.
It's old women.
Yes.
So I take my father-in-law to Bi-Mart every Tuesday, and it's just, I've come to love it. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
He bought four more T-shirts because they were $3.99.
Can't afford to not buy
them. Yeah,
Bi-Mart's
right.
There's awesome.
Not so bad, many not things in there bad. You can't afford not to buy. Now he's fired up about the $2 for $5 fleece blankets.
Oh, man. But do you need two fleece blankets?
No, of course not. But it doesn't matter.
The value,
they're $2 for $5.
$2 for $5.
Throw them in the cart.
You got to get them.
It's so fun. But I am telling you, are not, dude, because I don't do a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
I never have. I stay in my lane. I'm a one trick pony dad. Okay, maybe two tricks, and one of them is not shopping.
Yeah.
And so I've learned, and Bi-Mart's not a huge store.
Yeah.
It's not the men. They're often a lot of old men. It's usually all old people, but they're often old men stumbling around trying to find things, and they're fine. It's the same. It's the women. And in when they have shopping carts, get out of there. Dude, they mean business. Yeah. They are out for blood, and you are not to mess with one. It's hard. Like, even just being in the aisle when they want to come through, they're pissed off because you have now slowed them down by 0.2 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you what. This old lady wanted blood, and I do believe that this was all premeditated. And it led to me making, like, I think it was like an $11 donation for Meals on Wheels. That's how it ends. Well, Tarantino will go back to front. So I go into New Seasons a lot because I like their hot bar. And, like, after a workout, you can get real food, and it's not super expensive, and you can just, they usually have, like some good protein, some chicken breast, or, like, this time of the year, I like it because they do turkey. Every day, they got turkey. So I can get, like, a bunch of, like, or like decent turkey, and then, like, throw some, like, broccoli and maybe a little stuffing or something. And, like, that's my lunch, like, $10, I'm out of there, it's great. So I go in, in my workout, you know, clothes, and I go up to the hot bar. And I do not believe I was not aware of her presence. I don't think that there was a cut line.
Making excuses.
No, I didn't see her. As far as I know, I walked up, grabbed my little container, and this is my point. I'm unaware of anyone around me. So I grabbed some veggies, grabbed a scoop of stuffing, and then I went and took the turkey. There was like five big pieces of carved turkey. It's like thick, like you would have at Thanksgiving. I was all excited. So I took, there was only like five left, so I took them, and one of them was the little bastard end piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a, it's not even like a full slice. So I threw that in there, and I do this quite a bit. As I'm folding up my box, I'll reach in and I'll grab a piece of turkey or whatever my meat is.
And you just eat it.
And I seed it.
So you pay less.
Well, no, that thing's like, it's like 32 cents. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten. It's my first meal of the day, and this usually goes around 1 o'clock. I haven't had anything to eat all day. And so it's just like one of those, I'll grab a little tiny piece, and, you know, I usually just eat it while I'm folding up my box. So as I'm turning to leave, I've got the piece of turkey, the little piece. I put it in my mouth, and I go to fold up my box, and the lady who's just right there just dead-eyeing me. And I don't know if she was upset if she was waiting for the turkey, but she dropped one of these, young man, what do you think you're doing?
No, hold.
80?
Oh, wow.
Old.
Yeah, you don't I mess mean with old. The 80-year-olds.
I got it. Dude, I'm almost 50 and I got young man. This was an old woman. And she had a mighty hump. You know, like, I mean, there was...
All hunched over.
Like, time and anger and bitterness had just... It had caused a mighty lurch forward. Like, she could be in a cathedral somewhere, like, just ringing bells. And I didn't know what she said, young man, what are you doing? I didn't have an answer. I was like,
what do you mean?
I was like, So I got the turkey in my mouth, and I didn't want to be rude, too, because now I got turkey in my mouth. And I was like, so I'm kind of like, I'm searching around for what I did. And that's when I was like, I took all the turkey, right? It's like, that's.
Did you hand her the turkey?
So I said, I'm sorry. I'm like, did I take all the turkey? And she says, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh. So I'm like, all right, well, now again, I'm perplexed at the whole thing. You know what she's upset about? I ate the piece of turkey. I didn't pay for the turkey. Because I was like...
She works there?
No! She's just a patron! And I was like... I said, I don't... What did I do? And she says, you didn't pay for that.
Oh, God.
And I was
hell
like...
yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm going to pay for it. Like, I boxed it up, and I was like, you pay up there. And she's like, I know how it works. Now I'm being condescending... Because I'm like, you pay at the front. She's like, I know how it works. And she goes, you can't eat it before you pay for it. And I said, well, I was like, I'm sorry. It's just like one piece. And I was like, I'll go up there. And she's like, you didn't pay for that. And now I'm kind of laughing. And she's livid. She is pissed. And she's doing the bony finger. She's doing like the jab at you. Like, you didn't. And so I just laughed, and I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was like, there's no more turkey. I'm like, I can't replace it. And she goes, that wouldn't do it anyways, because then that's turkey that you're putting in, but you're still not. And I'm like, what do you want me to do to do here? And then the worker comes by with the fresh tray of turkey, and she goes around me and just like brushes by me. goes to the employee and rats me out. Rats me out.
You know what would have been funny is if she grabbed a piece of the turkey off of the tray and ate it. That would have been the best move by the old lady.
Bitch.
So what
a bitch. Listen to Schultzy. Jeez. I'm with this lady.
Yeah.
She can't be eating the turkey.
So she tells the guy who's bringing out the fresh tray, and the guy's like looking at me and I'm looking at him and I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. And the guy goes, ma'am, it's not a big deal. It's like, it's nothing. He's like, it's one piece. He's like, it'd be one thing if he was eating the whole thing. And she's like, he can't just eat whatever he wants. That's not the
way.
That's
right.
That's not the way.
Principled.
The way this works. And so the guy's like, he's like, dude, I'm sorry. He's like, ma'am, you're fine. You know, whatever. So I go to box it up and she just keeps yelling at me. So I turned to her and I said, ma'am, what would you like me to do to resolve this? What would make you feel better? Because now I'm laughing and she's like, this isn't funny. What is so funny? And I can't help it. I'm being yelled at by like an 80-year-old woman with a mighty hump. I'm just laughing at her. And that's just making her more angry. And normally I would just tell someone to go kiss my ass. But you can't yell at an 80-year-old woman.
No.
Like, what are you going
to
do?
You have to pretend like you care what she's saying.
Yes. So I just said.
Because she's old.
So I was like, I literally was like, what can I do to make this better? I said, would you like me to buy something else? I'm like, I will go purchase something else so you don't feel. And then she reiterates again to me that it doesn't matter because I'm still getting that. That's one. Right. She is hung up over this piece of turkey.
Yeah.
You know, my response at that point would have been like, how many fights did you and your dead husband get into? Like,
oh,
I would have just started
to
go really digging deep because this lady made it her day.
Jesus, man.
Yikes. So When I came into the store, the Meal on Wheels guy is in front of the store every day now, and he's handing out the flyers to the Meals on Wheels. And this is where I think this whole thing was a grift. I think the whole thing was a setup. Because I had the flyer in my hand, right? He handed it to me, and I don't want to be rude and, like, you know, throw it away. So I had the flyer in my hand, and that's when I was like, what can I do to make this better? So you feel better about this sort of situation, and she hits me with a... points at the flyer and is like, right there. She goes, you need
this. There's the answer.
I was like, you want me to donate to the Meals on Wheels? And she's like, I think it would be a good punishment for you.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I said, I will be glad to donate to it. And she goes, I want to see you do it.
Thank you. Bye.
I was like, you got it, ma'am. I said, I will donate a meal. And they have a little thing on there where you can donate, you know, like certain amounts. And it was like the cost of one meal. And I was like, I will donate. And that she was like, that like cleared up the situation. At that point, she felt like I had paid my.
Satisfactory.
I had paid my pence. The guy who's working the counter is just dying.
Dude, this is
he
great.
Thinks this whole thing is like, he is just, he couldn't be happier. He's laughing at it. And as I was walking out of there and I paid my thing, and I sat there at the guy at the front who was just handing out the flyers for, like, the Meals on Wheels. I don't know how many people take those things seriously, but I did think to myself as I was leaving, I was like, that may have been the only way to get me in that moment to donate to Meals on Wheels. And I thought, what if that old lady is just lurking around New Seasons, picking fights with people, and then guilting them into donating to Meals on Wheels? And in that moment, I wasn't even mad. Quite frankly, I think that's a genius move on that old lady's part. I bet she is a recipient of Meals on Wheels, and that's her whole deal. What if there's a whole army of old people just bracing people at the New Seasons?
That'd be getting
people to donate.
If that were true, that'd be really smart of them. Something tells me that's not true.
It's not.
And the woman is just principled. And quite frankly, I think it's great she called you on your crap. Even as minuscule as it was.
That was probably, because it's by the pound.
And I also love that this woman is great because she would not stop until you paid the price.
Yes.
You had to repent.
Yes, I did. She wanted
and she made
yes.
And she made that happen.
Yes,
there's not a lot of people that would go through with that.
No.
That is a watchdog right there.
She was not going to live. She could not abide by the fact that I do believe I got 32 cents worth of... If that whole meal ran me about $10 to $11... I'm guessing that piece of turkey was about 32 cents.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
That's not the point.
The point is she knows what you were doing. She saw it, and she made you pay. Maybe not for the turkey, but to someone else.
To future
to
sins.
To a charity.
To future sins. So I just want, someone out there is going to get a Meals on Wheels this holiday. Someone's going to get a turkey dinner. And you shouldn't be thanking me. You should be thanking that old bitter
Hell
curmudgeon
yeah.
at 80 years old who is looking at me and being like, nah, I'm picking a fight with this guy. This son of a bitch right here. This guy isn't getting away with this.
Well, this is why Trump was elected, because libs like you go into grocery stores and eat turkey. Like, this woman is restoring order. Her and Donald Trump, restoring order.
More things.
Watchdogs over the metropolitan.
More things happen to me just being out amongst the olds. I don't know what it is about me, but the olds just, they gravitate. There's a gravitational shift.
I think they're out to get you.
Something. Maybe it's one of those, like what is the neighborhood, the neighborhood apps? I think I've just
next
been.
Next door.
I think I'm just on next door, and the olds are aware when they see me. Yeah. They're like, this guy.
The old conglomerate.
Yeah.
They know who you are. Your photo is at the top of their next door app.
That 32.
Not that they work the next door app.
No. But someone told them. But that 32 cents of free Facebook. Turkey cost me an extra $11.
Good. And then maybe you'll think twice next time about eating that 32-cent piece of turkey.
I'll tell you what. Next time I go to take a piece of turkey, I'm going to look around and make sure that Gertrude isn't there watching me.
And that's exactly what she wants. She has done her job.
I don't know if
American hero Gertrude.
I don't know if I've ever had someone look at me and say, young man, what do you think you're doing? First off, when's the last time you got a young man? It's probably been 25 years.
I got carded at Bi-Mart.
Did you really?
Yeah. But they have to.
Oh.
The lady said that she carded a 103-year-old man once.
Really?
Yeah. And she said anytime somebody gives her crap about being carded, she reminds them that she had to card a 103-year-old man.
I wonder how the 103-year-old man felt, though.
103. Well, she said he laughed.
It's like, how long have I been on this earth? Just let me go.
But can we all hope to be 103 and buying cheap champagne? And
yeah.
Hell yeah.
At Bi-Mart. Dude, that guy's winning.
He is. Well, he is. He's already a winner.
I don't care how old you are. Just be aware that if you,
yeah, I love the old.
If
man.
You take a piece of turkey from the hot bar and you didn't pay for it,
well, it's not just that.
Be
imagine,
aware.
Imagine Gertrude's life.
Yeah.
Imagine her watching other people,
yeah,
in all ways, yeah, for something that like that.
She's just,
it's just constant.
She's
and
on
it's,
the lookout.
Listen, I know this woman. I see her tootling around Bi-Mart, and I'm telling you, they are not. They're out for blood. They're not to be messed with.
No, and I will say that the new season's there by me. It's because we're right by the old folks community. There's a bus that takes them to new,
yes,
seasons.
Yes.
They don't even necessarily shop. They just hang out there.
Well, they're waiting for the bus, aren't they?
Yeah, they're waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
And like the new seasons, there's a place where you can sit down and eat, and they put on they have concerts for them there.
Yeah.
And readings. It's like a senior center.
It's the highlight of their day.
And I do think that what happened there is to that lady, I went into her house and took something that belonged to her.
Not up in here.
Not up in
she
here.
She said, not up in here.
This is my house, young man. Quit coming in here and taking my turkey.
Great. All right. We got to go. Here's Schultzy with SportsCenter, I believe.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. It'll be down in a minute. All right. Listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Fun Power!
And I have to have another Larry David asking a question, because I don't know whether I was being an ass today or if I'm the only one that thinks that this is wrong. So the new seasons, I will admit my fault in eating the 32 cents of free turkey.
Yeah, you did. That's, eat the...
I ate the free turkey. Yeah. But it's not free. I ate 32 cents. I stole 32 cents worth of turkey. Yeah. Sorry.
That was your fault.
To the fine people of New Seasons, this one, I would like to ask you a question. So yesterday, I cruised on up to the Adidas company store, which is just right above us there. And I went and I bought some socks. That's it. I just got some socks.
Yeah, you did.
2 6-pack.
Time of year to do it.
Feeling pretty good. Hey, 50% off, right?
Yep.
And I like the thin socks. I don't like a big thick
sock. Are they knee-high socks?
No.
Are they ankle socks?
Ankle socks.
Okay.
So I got 2 packs. Of the Adidas Light, if you will, like the thin socks they make, and they only come in one size. That's like they only at that Adidas store they carry one size of sock, right? They just have a large. So I'm like, all right. So I go in there and I got 2 sixers. Get my socks, head on out. Well, I got home and this morning I went to put on a pair of socks, And let me just say, that's the world's smallest pair of socks. I was like, oh my God. Like, that thing is tiny. Like, that's the only size they had, though. So I was like, well, that doesn't work. So then I tried the other one, which was slightly different. Same, you know, it was a similar style, but it was a different sock. Tried that one. I was like, oh no, like that one was even worse than the first one. So I was like, oh, well, that sucks. I'm like, they don't fit. So, of course, what do you do when something doesn't fit?
You go to Bi-Mart. It's true.
Wouldn't you assume at that point, I tried on a pair of socks, didn't fit. Had the receipt, right? Put them back in the bag. Got the little wrapper that they came in, put that on there, went back into Adidas today. So I go in there and I said, you got to return? I said, yeah. I said, I just got to return these. And I said, okay, going up to the counter there. So I did one big quick peruse of the sock lab. No, they only carry the one size of sock. That's it.
Just it doesn't say it on there?
It just says large. It says large. And then like underneath, there's like it says fits. It was like fits like, I don't know, it was like 7 through 12 or whatever. They just have one size. And I was like, all right, well, that clearly doesn't work. There's no other socks. So I go up to the front, and I said, I just need to return these. And the guy goes, well, was something wrong with them? I said, yeah. I said, they don't fit. I said, those were really small. And he goes, and I said, you guys didn't have any other ones. He goes, no, we only carry the one size. And I was like, well, those don't even come close to fit.
That's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Why do they only carry one size?
I don't know.
What's the matter with those fools?
They have female and they have male socks. And they're just the one size. And I was like, and I don't have like the world's biggest foot, but I'm like, these don't come close to fitting.
By the way, what is the difference between, besides the size, what is the difference between a female and male sock?
The female is just a smaller sock.
Yeah, so there's no difference. It's the same sock.
Same sock, just a smaller size.
Okay, but why couldn't you then buy double XL female socks?
They don't, because the females only have one size too. They have a female sock and they have a male sock.
And they only make sizes 7 through 12.
That they carry.
Okay. Well, so they make them. They don't carry.
But they don't have them. So I went to the front, and I said, I need to return these. And the guy goes, ooh.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, these are used. And I said, well, no. He said, they're not used. I said, I tried on one sock. I literally put one sock on my foot. And he's like, yeah, that's policy is that's used. And I was like, he's like, you can't return those. And I was like, I can't swap them out for anything, like store credit, nothing. He goes, no. He goes, with socks, once those are opened, you can't. And I said, well, how am I supposed to try something on? Because I said, well, but if I wear a shirt or something,
this
I can
is
actually
a tough one.
I said, I can actually wear the shirt. And he goes, yeah, but he goes, you wouldn't take the tag off it. And I said, I can't try the sock on because they're bundled together.
This is a tough one.
And so I was like, how am I supposed to know? And he goes, well, you can look on the back. And I said, it just says large.
Yeah, no. It says sizes 7 to 12. That's your fault. Because you, what are you, like a 14 or something?
13.
Yeah.
13, 14.
See, look, I see both sides of this.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But you cannot, socks are the one, like that's something, it'd be, you can't just try it on and then return it.
So I bought 12 pairs of socks and I tried on.
No.
What? Well, actually, never mind. I tried on one sock from the colored ones and one from the white ones. So I tried on two socks. Therefore, 12 pairs of socks are ruined.
You're in the wrong.
I'm in the wrong.
Socks
and underwear are not returnable.
Yeah, you can't return that. You can't open and try it on and return it.
You would rather me. But I can put on a shirt against my bare, sweaty, hairy body, and that's fine.
No, this is where I agree
with
you.
But a sock?
Look.
No.
I agree with you on principle. It's kind of silly. But I think most people know that.
Mm.
You can't do that. Because socks are something you buy with the idea that if they don't fit, you screwed up. Like, you have to, because
really?
that's why they put this
universal sock policy?
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think.
No one else returns socks? I'm the only one?
No.
He even hit me with this one, too, which I appreciate, but I thought it was a little condescending. Because then I dropped this one. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with 12 pairs of socks that don't fit? And he goes, you can't stretch them? I said, dude, these don't even come close. And he goes, well, they weren't that expensive, so.
Yeah.
And that's what he just looked at me and I was like.
You can afford it, radio guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he got me. He's like, oh, they were only like 11 bucks a piece.
You know what would be the best part of this story? This would wrap up the week perfectly.
Yeah.
If he said, well, let me ask my manager. And out comes the old lady from the new season. Gertrude.
Young man. What? You're returning these socks?
Yeah. That would be the best part.
So I'm to understand that socks are unreturnable.
I'm walking around near your guys' torsos, so like a whole sweaty T-shirt, like that can go back on the rack. Like feet are disgusting. That is, I just don't like that idea of putting something else on that's already been on another person's foot.
underwear can't, and this, because they brought up the underwear. And again, I had a little Larry David moment because I said, well, because he goes, you can't return underwear too. And I said, nay. Because underwear, like their underwear, it's open. You can try, someone could try on underwear. Yeah. I was like, you don't think someone has tried on a pair of underwear and brought it back because you don't have to take, the socks are the only thing that you have to take the tag off in order to try them on.
Oh, you have to take them out of the package.
Well, they're like bundled together.
It wasn't in a package. Yeah, they're just bundled in the little
thing. And you have to remove that to try it on. And I said, so the underwear, I said, you can try on underwear. And he goes, well, you're not supposed to. I'm like, and I was like, you think people are being honest about trying on underwear? I'm like, people are trying on underwear.
See, you're deflecting the argument. Look, the bottom line is here, I see where you're coming from on it. It's kind of a silly thing, particularly when all the others hadn't been touched.
Yeah.
At the same time, I think most people know you can't.
You can't return socks, huh?
You can't do that.
Those are brand new. So you're saying a sock has touched my foot, therefore it is tainted forever.
Correct. You're out on that sock. That sock becomes a rag at that point. I believe. And they probably fit him, and so he probably took him home and wore him. Hey, are we a break behind or are we out?
Yeah, we have one more break to clear.
Yes, we got to go.
It's okay. I just wanted to know.
We'll wrap it up. Yeah, once again, you're in the wrong.
All right.
We will wrap it up next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, everybody have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Yes. Be safe out there, especially if you're driving around, because there's going to be a lot of drunks and people in hurries to get somewhere, so be safe.
And eat your turkey and your stuffing.
I have no turkey, no stuffing.
Watch
but I
your
will
football.
Eat a lot of Korean barbecue pork.
Drink your drinks. Don't talk politics.
Yeah, don't. Just drink beer. When you want to talk politics, take a drink.
Oh. BTJ has got a couple super libs coming over. I'm thinking about breaking out a Make America Great hat. Thinking about picking one up and just wearing it.
Is there anything worse than this damn snowflakes, huh? Schultz, you're with me on this, huh?
I hate woke.
I'm going to have no choice but to poke the bear.
Damn snowflakes. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks, Schultz, for filling in. We are not here tomorrow. We are not here Friday, but we are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan.
Red Ships of Spain.